Okay, women, who among us has not had hormonal issues? We're not only dealing with changes our bodies go through, but also hormonal disruptors in our environment. The good news is there's help. It's by Happy Mammoth, and it's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And maybe the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews of Hormone Harmony. And there are more than 30,000 reviews to date. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DATINGWHILEGRAY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DATINGWHILEGRAY for 15% off today. This is Dating While Gray, the grown-up's guide to love, sex, and relationships. I'm Laura Stassi, and if you're hoping all the Golden Bachelor talk is behind us, not yet. I want to share your point of view about the Golden Bachelor and about everything I've said about The Golden Bachelor. So on this episode, we are revisiting that other reality dating show. You know what's a lot of fun? Gathering a bunch of people together around a big TV screen with drinks and popcorn and candy for this.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, everybody. We're about 6 minutes away from the live Golden Bachelor finale.
Ooh. That's Daisy Rosario you hear with me. Also with the crowd via Zoom is Shayna Roth. I'll tell you more about Shayna and Daisy in just a bit.
So we are all going to watch live tonight together. And Laura and I will be talking to you a little bit during the commercial breaks.
Do we want to take a pulse at the beginning?
Oh,
Teresa
sure.
Versus Leslie? Let's get a pulse. Teresa versus Leslie. How many people think Teresa's going to go home with the rose? Oh, no Teresa's. Who thinks Leslie's going home with the rose?
Ooh, okay, we got a lot of Leslie's.
No, this is audio. Nobody can see your hands being raised.
I mean, I was rooting for Leslie. I think I just think that he will end up choosing Teresa. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, it's happening.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Our Golden Bachelor live finale watch party. So much fun. We put it together kind of at the last minute, still got about 25 people. It was the culmination of more than 2 months of me talking about the show, not for Dating While Gray, but for this podcast.
Welcome to The Waves. This is our Golden Bachelor podcast, episode 1. Every week we're talking about the latest episode of the newest installment of the Bachelor franchise and 72-year-old Gary's quest for love. I'm Shayna Roth, senior producer here at Slate.
And I'm Laura Stassi, host of the podcast Dating While Gray.
Laura, I cannot wait to dig into this with you.
The Golden Bachelor Recap Podcast, produced by Slate, the same folks who own The Washington Post. Slate covers technology, politics, arts, and entertainment, so of course they want to get in on the Golden Bachelor action. The TV show is shaping up to be the entertainment story of the year. That's because for the first time in the franchise's 2-decade-plus history, the singles looking for love are all 60 and older. Now, the Bachelor plots rely heavily on participants in their 20s and early 30s frolicking, scheming, drinking, crying, and making out. Everyone is eager to see what will a more mature version of the show look like.
Hi, Laura. This is Anne in Washington, D.C. I have zero interest in The Golden Bachelor, or frankly, another so-called reality show that is anything but real. I mean, please.
If I watch it, it would probably be 5 to 10 minute segments before I said, I've had enough. This is just drama, and I don't need that kind of drama in my life.
Okay, maybe not everyone, but a lot of people, including me. On the Dating While Gray episode, All That Glitters, I talked with Lauren Harris about it. She's a University of New Hampshire professor who studies older adult dating. I asked Lauren if representation counts when the format is potentially degrading.
I think it's a step one. Is this the end all be all? No. But maybe something like this will lead to the idea that single older adults are a market, are a demographic, are interesting.
That was the only time I talked about The Golden Bachelor on Dating While Gray. Well, until now. But of course, that was all I talked about on the Slate podcast with co-host Shayna Roth. Shayna's a producer at Slate. She's also an investigative journalist who previously was a lawyer, and she's written 2 true crime books. I mean, wow, I'd talk with Shayna about anything. I got the Slate co-hosting gig because their senior supervising producer of audio is Daisy Rosario. Daisy knows that when it comes to older adult dating, I'm kind of the subject matter expert. Back in 2018, Daisy worked at the NPR member station in Washington, D.C. Her brainchild there was The Pod Shop. That's where Dating While Gray was born and launched into the audio world. So, The Golden Bachelor TV show premiered on the last Thursday in September. The next morning, Slate drops the first recap podcast. Here's some of what Shannon and I covered in that episode.
Before we get too far into episode 1 and Gary and his journey, I want to know about your history with the Bachelor franchise / extended universe.
I have no history. I have never watched it before The Golden Bachelor because it seemed to me just kind of silly. Like, who wants to watch a bunch of younger people running around? So I was intrigued when I heard that ABC was going to do a Golden Bachelor, but I was concerned that they were going to, when the promo came out, I thought, oh, I think they're going to be making fun of older people. I mean, do you remember that promo? It was like,
oh, it was terrible. He gets his DMs via carrier pigeon or something like that.
He posts his thirst traps in a leather-bound album. His DMs have postage. He gets the early bird special anytime he wants. If you call him,
it was really kind of condescending. Just, I get what they were going for to try and make it like, oh, hey, you're used to 20 somethings getting drunk and trying to find love. But what if we have some 60 and 70 year olds trying to find love?
Well, I thought for sure, okay, they do not want to appeal to older people. I thought it was going to be a hate watch for the younger Bachelor Nation just because of those promos. So I thought, okay, this really isn't for me. I'll watch it, but I don't think they care whether I'm watching it or not. But I have to say, can I say I've changed my tune since watching the first episode?
Ooh.
I think this is a great opportunity. I think older people dating will be well represented. Look at Leslie paddleboarding in a bikini.
Or Faith with the motorcycle.
Faith with the motorcycle. It did set it up, I think, that Faith and Leslie and Teresa, those seem to be the top three at this point. And so I'm really curious what's going to happen next week. You hear my enthusiasm, right? A lot of us feel positive about the show.
Hey, Laura. My name's Eva Marie. I'm 65 years old, and I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I've never watched one before. It was great to see some representation of our demographic on the television.
I was familiar with the Bachelor format, but had never watched the series regularly. My older brother was the one who promoted the show to me and my siblings. He was a widower who had met his second wife online, and he acknowledged from the start that he identified with Gary and his story. We all agreed to join a pool to try and pick the winner after the first 2 episodes. We each sent in our top 3 choices. 3 of us actually picked Ellen.
But as the weeks go by and Golden Bachelor Gary eliminates women in batches, some of us become skeptical.
It shocked me a little bit that those beautiful, accomplished women were, they all just came across as so needy. It just made me really, really sad that they were trying so hard to get this guy's attention.
Before it aired, I was encouraged by the prospect of the Golden Bachelor, and I hoped older adult dating, relationships, and their pursuit would be highlighted realistically. What I think, rather what I know, we got was a pile of crap from a producer who hates their grandparents. I've never seen so much cringe crammed into 60 minutes in my life.
Seriously, are the producers clueless, forcing older women to sleep in bunk beds? Do they think it's funny having Gary and Date Teresa go for a nighttime drive in a convertible with wonky headlights? Where's Marina, who vanished the episode after she got a rose? What's up with four women forming an alliance like they're on Survivor? Is the Kathy-Teresa feud real, and is it making both of them look petty and manipulative?
There were those who seemed in it for the lark, and then there was the Leslies, who seemed more fragile and their heartbreak real.
I think it's, you know, a tragedy that there's this, these popular shows that promote the grooming of women so that they're chosen by a man, and that that is part of the value of who they are. It would be wonderful if there was a TV show that was made about how women come into their own as opposed to how women are continually groomed to be chosen by a man and be their partner and less than, and a prize if they live up to it.
Is Gary having any meaningful conversations during his one-on-one dates? Come on, at our age, there's so much ground that needs to be covered. And speaking of Gary, so many tears, so many times. Is it grief he's feeling? Guilt? Some kind of game?
I have no problem with men expressing their emotions, and in fact, believe the world would be a better place if they were more emotionally honest. But while his angst over wounding the women's feelings seemed genuine, his hypersensitivity struck me as, well, performative.
With the third Golden Bachelor recap episode, Slate offers it for rerunning in the Dating While Gray podcast feed. So now the production routine is this. New episodes of the Dating While Gray podcast drop on Thursdays. The Golden Bachelor TV show airs on Thursday nights. Shane and I talk about it for Slate's recap podcast, which they run on Fridays. On Saturdays, that recap episode is repeated in the Dating While Gray podcast feed. Meanwhile, I'm writing about Golden Bachelor in the Dating While Gray e-newsletter and asking if you're watching what you think. And I start hearing from even more of you. Comments like, "The Golden Bachelor is amazing. I'm enjoying the show." And, "To me, the show is a fun break from reality. It's entertainment. That's Hollywood."
I'm a 73-year-old active widower, and I have to admit, I would not have even given Golden Bachelor a thought if it had not been listening to Dating While Gray. I was disappointed the only Texan in the group turned out to be a snitchy, but she is from Austin, and those folks are proud to be weird.
And then one day, I randomly go online to check out Dating While Gray's podcast reviews, and I come across these.
"Laura, I didn't realize how judgmental you are until recently. The Bachelor episodes, those were awful."
"All these episodes about Golden Bachelor, I could not be less interested."
"I hope to hear more conversations like last season's, but instead Laura has digressed to finding negative things to say about the Golden Bachelor and the women on the show as content here."
"You and that girl were brutal and rude to the women of Bachelor, especially Teresa. Both of you are single, yet both of you are speaking as if you have some secret manuscript on love."
Headline, "Jump the shark. Please go back to addressing our real concerns.
We have a genuinely kind man who makes choices Laura doesn't agree with for his life, and he needs counseling? Ick, Laura." Signed, "She Writes Too,
Giddy up, Frank.
A girl leaving a review, Apple Podcasts.
Via Apple Podcasts.
Via Apple Podcasts.
Those are voice actors. Apple Podcast reviews are anonymous. I have no way of reaching out to whoever wrote them or to respond to them. Like, I guessed Giddy Up Frank is a man, and the other two are women, but maybe not. Here's an excerpt of an email I received, read by the person who wrote it.
I was surprised by your coverage of The Golden Bachelor. It felt like a departure from your usual tone of empathy and kindness. I found the recap of The Golden Bachelor to sometimes be unpleasant, mean-spirited, and even harsh. I couldn't listen to an entire episode without feeling bad for the people on the show, especially some of your comments about Gary. I hope that if there is another Golden Bachelor, your collaboration with Slate will be more compassionate and understanding of the challenges that come with dating later in life, regardless of the form it takes.
I respect the emailer for using her real name with me and for reading her comments. I have to say, though, I do understand the challenges of dating later in life. I live and breathe them every day, personally and professionally. And therein lies the problem. I'm upset because clearly the producers are ignoring the reality of being an older single. But I'm ignoring the reality of, quote, reality TV. Editing scenes and conversations to leave out what I think are important details. Setting up silly plot points. Hello, costumed photo shoot. Even glossing over contestants' personal histories. We'll talk more about it, plus more from listeners and from the watch party. That's all after the break. It's that time of year for gift giving and for goal setting. Know what fits both categories? Learning a new language with Rosetta Stone. It's the trusted language learning program for 30 years, available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. They offer 25 languages with fast acquisition designed for long-term retention. Plus, the built-in True Accent feature gives you feedback on your pronunciation. Rosetta Stone is also convenient. Learn anytime, anywhere, on your own schedule. And here's an amazing value. A lifetime membership offers access to all 25 language courses. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, Dating While Gray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today today for yourself or as a gift that keeps giving. I love this time of year because whether it's a pullover or a button-up, I love sweaters. Quince is my go-to site. They're known for Mongolian cashmere sweaters priced from $50. In fact, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because they partner directly with top factories. That cuts out the cost of the middleman, allowing the savings to be passed on to customers like you and me. And Quince works only with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing processes. So check out their sweaters. They also have beautiful leather jackets and so much more. Get cozy in Quince's high-quality wardrobe essentials. Go to quince.com/datingwhilegray for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/datingwhilegray to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/datingwhilegray. If you haven't tackled your holiday shopping yet, no worries. Just go to Uncommon Goods. They have unique, hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Some of my favorite things are steel outdoor citronella lanterns that you can personalize, and fishing pole-inspired marshmallow roasters. I'd use them for my wood-burning fireplace. Whatever your choices are, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. If you'd rather give an experience, you can find those too. They're more than virtual classes. They're unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways. Tarot card reading, cooking and mixology, gardening, and so much more. Plus, with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. To date, they've donated more than $3 million. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/datingwhilegray. That's uncommongoods.com/datingwhilegray for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Personally, my pick from the get-go was a lady who left early to be with her daughter. I cannot believe Gary was dumb enough to ship Ellen off, the pickleball queen.
Even the Golden Bachelor was thinking with his eggplant. I mean, think about it. The final three women all had long brown hair. My guess was that they echo, at least physically, the women that Gary would have been attracted to the last time he was single.
Dating someone 10 or 12 years younger and marrying someone that much of an age bracket difference can be challenging when it comes to common interest and just plain old conversation. No, the sex and the adventures can be wonderful.
I know it's wonderful to experience romantic chemistry and that twinkle in the eye again, but other things like shared values and communication skills and knowing who you are matter more to me now. I think that's why Faith appealed to many of us. She seemed very authentic. She was also clear about the important things in her life. I think she had some doubts about whether she and Gary could make a long-distance relationship work.
Faith, the motorcycle-riding, horse-loving 60-year-old and third runner-up. Golden Bachelor Gary meets Faith's family, tells everybody he loves her, and then eliminates her from the competition. So now we're down to the final two, 64-year-old twice-divorced Leslie and 70-year-old widow Teresa. And all of us at the watch party have the previous episode fresh in our minds. That's when the two women and Gary travel to Costa Rica for one-on-one dates and then overnighters in the so-called fantasy suites. In tonight's two-hour conclusion, we're expecting a final rose ceremony with Gary announcing the winner of his heart. But first, the show starts with more footage from Costa Rica. It's the morning after the fantasy suites. Each of the women meets Gary's daughters and granddaughters, and then Gary and his family talk about them privately to help him reach a decision.
I do want to point out how Gary at the end said that Teresa was a nice picture, but he said he loves being with Leslie.
Yeah. That's the thing. His actual words about Leslie do sound more passionate.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And playful.
Yes.
And playful. And according to his daughters, that's how he acts, which is not something I was picking up on earlier, but okay. They know him better than I do.
So, Shayna, I don't know about you, but I'm having a very hard time separating what I'm watching with what we read, what we've read about Gary recently.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah.
So what we're referring to, obviously, is the Hollywood Reporter article, which, if you did not see it, is basically kind of like a takedown of Gary.
Yes. The Hollywood Reporter article. Did you read it? It was published the day before the finale. And don't let the publication's name fool you into thinking it's PR fluff. Two respected journalists wrote the piece after fact-checking and confirming the information provided by their main source, one of Gary's ex-girlfriends. Turns out Gary started dating about a month after his wife died, which that's okay. And nothing criminal or overly skeevy about Gary is revealed, but details about his work resume and romantic history, well, they contradict the image that ABC crafted for him. I wonder if the women on the show are aware, and also I wonder why. Real is entertaining too. I'm remembering the Fantasy Suites episode. Wouldn't it have been great to have heard Leslie and Gary engaging in a real conversation about sexual intimacy, how each of them defines it, the importance they place on it, what they like, whether they want to be exclusive. Instead, Leslie asks Gary, when's the last time he had sex? And Gary, after laughing like it's an outrageous question, says it's been a long time. Okay, back to the finale. After the family meetings, each of the women gets one last time with Gary, and now Gary seems less enthusiastic about Leslie. They're talking in her hotel room. She says she loves him. And then they cut to a commercial break.
Okay, we're back. Let's see if he says it finally.
Ugh. Whoa!
He said, be happy.
He's rejecting her. If he doesn't, yeah, be happy.
If this is not rejecting her, it's meaner. Okay, for the people just returning to the room, Gary looked at her and said, be happy. Be happy.
Don't worry. Be
it
happy.
It was as uncomfortable as it sounds. Yeah, it feels like he's saying goodbye to her.
I'm very uncomfortable.
I think she said, do you have something you want to tell me?
Mm.
Like, here's your time to tell me that you love me. And he didn't say it. We should have said take a chug of wine for every time he cries, but we don't have enough wine.
That's a good point.
Oh, he's sobbing.
Gary has left Leslie's room. She's crying. He's crying. He decides to go back to talk to Leslie. And all of us at the watch party are wondering why.
The thing is, even with Gary returning to talk to her, I feel like they're going to fill time. But, you know, as we've seen from Gary earlier, like Gary was most reactive, most crying when he knew he was going to disappoint somebody.
That's true.
And
that's
so
true.
Even though they're showing him going back, I think ultimately, like, the fact that he's so emotional about this just reminds me of when he did not give a rose to Faith.
That's a really good point. That's his move, is to cry so much that the person he's disappointing then just feels bad for him. So then he doesn't feel like a bad guy. That is the move. My daughter does the same thing. She's 3.5 years old. She's playing me already.
Gary tells Leslie he's fallen in love with Teresa, and she's the one getting the final rose.
Whoa!
What?
Startling news, not only because of the choice, but because Gary is telling Leslie ahead of time, there will be no final rose ceremony. Leslie is very upset. She tells Gary he lied to her, demands to know why. She's not picking up what he's putting down. There's a tense conversation, more crying.
Be strong, Leslie. Don't let him comfort you. No.
Will the live room turn on Gary?
Don't let him hug you.
No.
Get him off you. Mm-mm.
Yes. Is he going to change his mind again, do you think?
Oh, my God, maybe.
He cannot change his mind. There's maybe, though. I don't know.
Gary does not change his mind.
I'll see myself out.
All right.
Typical.
Incredible.
This is such a fun watch.
My goodness.
Wow.
Well, that was a lot.
I pulled up the Golden Bachelor hashtag on Twitter because it's a live one. So, of course, there's people are tweeting about it. This tweet, I think, speaks to what a lot of us remember. Let us recap this stupid season one. Gary said, I love you to Faith, Leslie, but not Teresa. 2, Gary said, you're my girl to Leslie, not Teresa. 3, Gary thought of Leslie on the date with Teresa. I don't understand.
It's true.
Very true.
At least with Teresa, he found someone in his age bracket.
Do I think it's possible to fall in love so quickly? I do, though I rather doubt this particular format supports anything meaningful and lasting.
I do think The Golden Bachelor raised a lot of interesting questions for older singles to consider. What do you want at this stage of your life? What will make you happier? Is it a good friend? Is it a companion? Is it a romantic partner, even one who lives in another city? Or is it a spouse? These people took a giant step towards seeking something new.
Okay, no more Golden Bachelor talk from me. Although I'm super curious about how much money Gary is making from this. And also if Teresa is getting paid and how much of her newfound earnings are tied to being Gary's wife. No one is talking, not without ABC's permission. All of the cast members have non-disclosure agreements. Rumor has it, ABC is gearing up for a Golden Bachelorette show. Who's going to be able to resist watching that? Anyone tempted to apply? Not me, thank you. I'm comfortable in the peanut gallery.
Yay!
All right.
All right, it's over.
Look at you spunky people. Thank you for sticking with it.
Woo! Thank you, everyone, for coming. On
your way out, please take some chocolates. Give out the chocolates. Tell them what show it's from. Thank you all so much for coming and for being such an incredible audience.
Dating While Grace audio production and mix is by Steve Lack Audio. Theme music by D. Peterschmidt. Please like and follow Dating While Gray wherever you get podcasts. That way, you'll never miss an episode. And if you're so inclined, leave a review letting everyone know what you love about us. For more on the show, check out datingwhilegray.com. That's where you can find the Dating While Gray archive of episodes. You can also find links to send me questions, comments, tips, and true stories through email and voicemail. You know I love hearing from you. While you're there, sign up for the free Dating While Gray e-newsletter delivered every Friday to your inbox. That's datingwhilegray.com. I'm Laura Stassi. Thanks so much for listening.